Hey, coach. Just how was your extra night in Vermont?
Well, loads of fun. No, funny enough, it's everything happens for a reason. Obviously you always want to try to prioritize sleeping in your own bed, and we kind of went into this weekend knowing with the turnaround, we were gonna have to be strategic, and we had talked to the captains, and we made a decision, but we had already thought through this option, funny enough. So we executed it. It was went pretty smooth, and I think the big thing is they got some sleep, so we'll take that one, that's for sure.
Mitch.
Hey, coach. Obviously, you were an assistant on that 2019 team that won the Bean Pot. Are there any lessons from that year that you're kind of imparting on this year's group? Also, considering that Reagan's also on the staff with you now.
For sure, default to Reagan, right? And her experience and how she shares that with our group is always is a great part of being an alum and a great player and captain. And I think the biggest thing, when I reflect on that team, we had a lot of skilled teams in my years as an assistant. Our leadership group that year was remarkable, funny enough. And I know I talk about ours all the time, but I think that's a big thing when I look back on it. When you win big games, it takes a lot more than just skill, the ability to push through adversity and come together in big moments. So I think if anything in reflection, that's probably the biggest one. But that experience was really special.
Sam.
You mentioned that you were a bit like disappointed with the professionalism after the second Vermont game. That's not something I've heard from you since the Northeastern loss. And after that loss, you said that you were kind of like you're just gonna leave it to them and it's up to them to figure it out. And then, when they're ready, you'll kind of come back and just talk strategy. I'm wondering, like, after this loss, was it a similar kind of thing where you're just very hands off and it's like a kind of let them deal with it?
A little bit different. We're at a different place in the season, although a similar thing that we were disappointed with. I think that we're trying to take a little bit of a different approach and lean on our leadership group a little bit, because uniquely enough, I don't think it was a team-wide thing. I think we're in the point where we're just managing. We're managing your personnel, you always are. And we'll try to be a little bit more strategic, because there is a lot of good and it's a slip, but doesn't mean we're not going to be any less hard on them. But I think there's a way we can do it, because in all, the ship's moving in the right direction.
Mitch.
When you look at Harvard, what stands out to you about them?
Yeah, fast, skilled, solid goaltending, obviously well coached. I know those are a lot of part of the generic answers, but they're fast and skilled, but they play 200 feet. They play hard, they compete, and they're disciplined. I saw some changing with possession, so you see some details to their game as well. So I think they're going to be a good opponent for sure.
Sam, and then Bridget.
We were just talking to Julia and Maeve Kelly, and Julia was saying that when you guys are prepping for any team that you as the coaching staff try not to give them too much pre-scouting and just try to get them focused on playing, your game. Do you feel like your strategy and your identity is kind of, I guess, like opponent proof and you don't feel like it has to be that fluid because it can kind of work against anybody?
That's always the hope, right? That's a good place to be. And yeah, that's been our mentality from day one. How do you make opponents think about adjustments they have to make? Because it doesn't have to be, I think the big thing, it doesn't have to be every part of your game, but if enough parts of your game that you lean on that draw enough energy from opponents that they have to make adjustments, I think that's the win always. So that's always the goal. And I think we know what those areas are. But what's been really cool about our group, in year two, is that the foundation and mentality understanding of how we play is there, and they have the bandwidth to add more layers to it. And so we've slowly added way more layers to our pre-scout, like whether it's other team centers, whether it's what way they shoot on a power player, other tendencies like that. And I find that, and we do it in little chunks, and we keep pushing the envelope to make sure we're not doing too much, but they've responded every time. So I think we're going to keep chipping away and see how much they can handle. And I'm sure they'll let me know at this point if they think it's too much, that's for sure.
Maggie scored her first goal of the year. Second game against Vermont. Obviously, it's kind of a snipe too. And you guys have gotten big goals from like everybody this season. Do you like? I guess like, what does having so much depth and the ability to get big goals and big ones from anybody just kind of do for your team?
Yeah, really cool. It's definitely a strong part of our group, and I think it speaks a lot to Maggie's development. You know, she's probably one of the biggest gamers on our team. She's playing to win, and she's like a coach out there in a lot of ways, right? And that's a lot to carry on your shoulders. But to see the maturity of her now, she's had a great season and played strong all year. But to be able to add a little bit of that edge to her, a little bit of that, I want to score goals and I can, and she has a great shot. I think that it's cool to see both sides develop at once. Massive testament to her, to be able to want to produce and do that for her team, but also she, like I said, carries the other roles as well.
Go ahead, Mitch.
I'm curious, obviously you're from Canada, but went to BU and have kind of been in this area for a long time. Like what was your experience growing up with like what you knew about the Beanpot? When did you first hear about it and kind of what's your journey like been with the Beanpot over the years?
Yeah, that's a good question. I honestly don't know if I really knew about it until I came here. Where it's funny now, and I think our sport was in a different place in general, where the just the traction and media around women's hockey, right? But now I find what's cool, and you know, you think of even a player like Alex Law. I know that's one of the first things out of her mouth. She's, I want to win a Beanpot, right? And from a similar area in Ontario, so it's definitely it's way bigger now. But yeah, when I got here was really when I started to find out about it, and you know, I truly think it's something I've come to appreciate way more as the longer I live here. I don't think I really fully understood it as a player, to be honest, that just how cool it is.
You know, coach, obviously you've played in a ton of like do or die tournament games in your career as a player and a coach. I know you mentioned leadership earlier, but like what are some of the things that are really important when you're in like the middle of these kind of like battles? Like what's like when you're in it, like what do you think is really important to kind of pulling through?
Yeah, there's so many moving parts, right? And you hope that you put all the pieces in play, but it's mentality. What's your mentality, and how have we created moments for them to manage stress so far? Obviously, we earned the big game last year, and I think having those experiences are so invaluable. But it's A, recognizing that when you have the experiences that you're learning from, that they're there, and to like, hey, what are we continuously learning from them? And it's that mindset of how do we manage this game? It's not ego. It's not individual performance. It's how do we as a group get curious about managing this game and coming out ultimately on top? The patience and professionalism of knowing that it's 60 minutes and et cetera, right? And embracing the challenge of it. I think when you can find that sweet spot in the group's mentality and inner confidence in their preparation, when you have and have that leadership, that's going to set you up for success. But it's a hockey game. There are a lot of things at play, that's for sure.
You know, Julia was talking about it earlier. I know you mentioned a lot as well. Just like not getting too high or too low, like between games or in the middle of them. When they're like in the place you want them to be with that, like how can you tell?
When they're running the show, no doubt. You know, it's when they're debriefing, it was so funny. Like, there's moments where I can go into the locker room between periods or even an immediate timeout and they've taken it over. And but it's also, it's not like it's so efficient and productive, I think. Like that part's cool. And when they're debriefing with their lines after shifts, and it's just feeling, you can tell they're in a flow state, right? It's like they're just in the moment. That's normally when you can tell they're playing their best.
Last one for me is what do you like so much about Lindsay, Lily, and Sydney on the top line together?
Yeah, they were dominant this past weekend. I really feel they felt like our first line, no doubt, in every way, in the way that you want that line to play. Heavy, fast as a unit, can transition well once they've created those chances, and they shoot the puck. They just had a presence, and I felt like they built momentum within their own line, but also set the next line up. And you knew when they were on the ice, it was they had a really good weekend, that's for sure.